So, what do I have here? A battery. What do you think of when you see one of these? What does it make you think of? I think of all the fun things I could play with. I know, do you have anything that has batteries in it? Radio control cars, some baby dolls that talk, teddy bears that make music. This one has some numbers written on it. It says 4.0. This was an old battery that we used in a microphone so that you can hear me talk. 4.0 is like the lowest we want it to get. If it gets any lower than that, what do you think might happen? I might be talking along and all. It just turns off because it quits working. It won't keep going. Something else here. What do these remind you of? What are these? What are these?
Flags.
They're like flags. Are they ribbons? Have you ever won something like this? Maybe it's a different color. I always got something that said participant on it. I don't think I ever got one. My brother got one of these. These are first place ribbons. If a person's running a race, they run and they run and they run. The goal is to get one of these first place ribbons. Can you have two first place ribbons in a race? How many people get to win first place? One person, right? The other might be second or third or participant, but there could... Or last, yeah, that's what participant meant for me. Thank you for that, Chase. Good job. Give me five right there. That's right. Yeah, so the person running to win, they hope there's nothing in the way and nothing to slow them down until they get to the goal. One more thing. What does this remind you of?
Cross.
A cross. Is there anything special about a cross?
Yeah.
Jaylee's pointing at one. He died on a cross. Why did he do that? To save us from our sins. Do you fives right there still? Good job. That was his goal. In our reading today, his goal was to go to the cross. He was going toward Jerusalem. And before he got there, some Pharisees, they're guys who, you know, big shots in the church, they came running out to him. Jesus, you better not come here. It's dangerous for you to be here. The king, his name was Herod, the king wants to kill you. You better not come in here. And I wondered, as I thought about those, it doesn't say, were they really good guys? Did they really want to keep him safe? Or were they just some guys that, yeah, we'll use Herod's name. We really want you to go away. It doesn't say, but either way, Jesus said, yeah, tell that fox. I like that he calls it, hey, you sly fox. I'm going to do what I need to do until I reach my goal. He was helping people, and he was teaching people. And he says, nothing's going to stop me until I'm done. And then when I say I'm done, I'll let you kill me on a cross. He was in charge. So good job. That's a cross. That's right. They were, weren't they? But you know, and we're going to talk about this a little bit. Even though they were doing that and they had a big old hammer and they were driving nails, he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Does he forgive us? That's kind of a big deal. He forgives us every time we ask him, and even times when we don't, because you are his children. Where does he live? He lives in heaven. And where else does he live? And he lives in our hearts. So you are his children. So he promises to forgive you. That's a pretty big deal. Should we thank him for that? Lord God, we thank you that these guys are here. We thank you that they recognize your cross and they know that you died on that cross. And they know that you did that to save them. Lord, as they grow bigger and taller, Lord, help us as a church to help mom and dad and grandma and grandpa to help them to grow bigger and taller in the faith as well. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.